matter and objects. They become no body, no one, no thing, nowhere, in no time. As you well understand by now, when they get beyond themselves and put their awareness on the immaterial world of energy, they connect to the unified field, the place where there's no longer separation between any body, anyone, anything, and anywhere, in any time. This causes them to unify with the consciousness of every body, everyone, everything, and everywhere, in every time. As a consciousness, they have now entered the quantum field of energy and information, the place where consciousness and energy can influence the material world in non-local ways. The side effect of this process is that it creates more coherence in the brain and in our energy, so our biology becomes more whole. In our research, we found that when the brain becomes more coherent, it affects the autonomic nervous system and the heart. The heart, our connection to the unified field, then acts like a catalyst to amplify the process of coherence back into the brain. Because the heart sends more information to the brain than the brain sends to the heart, the more coherence you can achieve through the elevated emotions of the heart, the more the brain and the heart synchronize. This synchronization produces measurable effects not only within the body, but also within the electromagnetic field surrounding the body. And the bigger the field we produce around our body, the more we can affect others in a non-local way. How do we know this? Because we've seen this over and over in our students' HRV measurements. Evidence of the influence of the heart's electromagnetic field upon the field of another's heart can also be seen in a HeartMath study in which 40 participants were divided into groups of four around 10 card tables. While the heart rhythms of all four participants at the table were being measured, only three people were trained to raise their emotions through HeartMath techniques. When the three trained participants raised their energy and sent positive feelings to the untrained participant, that person also went into higher states of coherence. The authors of the study concluded that evidence of heart-to-heart synchronization across subjects was found, which lends credence to the possibility of heart-to-heart biocommunications. Key to the process of coherence is getting beyond the analytical mind. We know this because we've measured it enough times in the brain scans of our students. Their participation has also demonstrated that with enough practice, coherence can be achieved in a relatively short amount of time. When the thinking brain is quieted, it moves into alpha or theta brainwave states, and this opens the doorway between the conscious and subconscious mind. The autonomic nervous system then becomes more receptive to information. By raising our energy through the feelings of elevated emotions, we become less matter and more energy, less particle and more wave. The bigger the field we can create with these energies, as energy, awareness, and consciousness, the more we can influence others in a non-local way. The greater energy you can create through the elevated emotions of the heart, the more you're going to connect with the unified field, which means you're going to experience more wholeness, connection, and oneness. But you can't experience that connection when you're incoherent, feeling separate, or living by the hormones of stress. When the chemicals released during stress rouse the brain, we feel disconnected from the unified field, and we tend to make less evolved choices. We know without a doubt that the emotions of competition, fear, anger, unworthiness, guilt, and shame keep us separate from one another because they produce slower and lower frequencies than elevated emotions like love, gratitude, care, and kindness, which produce faster and higher frequencies. We also know that the faster the frequency, the more energy is present. This prompted us to ask several questions. What if we assembled a community of several hundred people in one room, had them open their hearts and generate elevated energetic states, and then asked them to send the intention for the greatest good of a select group of people gathered in the same room? What would happen if the electromagnetic field around each person's body merged with the field of the person sitting next to them? Could those elevated emotional states then begin to produce a change in energy in the room? Is it possible that everybody experiencing elevated emotions and energy could begin to create coherence within a community? Building a collective coherent field. Since early 2013, we've partnered with our friends at the HeartMath Institute to further our research. Since we began measuring our students' physiological states, we've scanned thousands of brains and hearts, resulting in a significant amount of information. We have been overwhelmed and mystified by some of the data we've collected when common people start doing the uncommon. Over the course of this journey, in collaboration with HeartMath, we've witnessed amazing measurements in our students. We've taken equally amazing measurements of the collective energy in the rooms where our students have gathered, measurements that show consistent, daily increases in energy, using a sophisticated sensor from Russia called Sputnik, mentioned briefly in Chapter 2. Since elevated emotions related to the activity of the autonomic nervous system produce electromagnetic fields, increasing those emotions results in changes in blood microcirculation, perspiration, and other functions of the body. Because Sputnik is so sensitive, it can quantify environmental fluctuations by measuring barometric shifts, relative humidity, air temperature, electromagnetic fields, and more. Take a look at graphics 15A and 15B in the color insert. In these measurements from our workshops, you can see a trend that demonstrates an increase in the collective energy of the room. The first line in red is our baseline measurement and shows the room's energy before the start of the event. As you look at the red, blue, green, and finally the brown lines, each color representing a different day, you can see that each day the energy steadily increases. In graphics 15C and 15D, the same color scale applies. However, these measurements reflect specific time intervals during each day's morning meditations. This means our students are getting better at raising the energy of the room by creating more unified coherence. The Sputnik readings demonstrate that the collective energy created by our students from the first day of the workshop to the final day consistently makes incremental increases. Within that trend, we've found that most groups are extremely focused and the energy rises every day. About one quarter of the time, the energy stays relatively the same for the first day or two, but in the following days, the energy increases significantly. We believe this is because during the first day or two, the group is working on overcoming themselves by breaking the energetic emotional bonds that keep them connected to their past-present reality. So during this time, they are drawing from the unified field to build their own personal electromagnetic fields. This siphoning from the field tends to cause the collective energy in the room to drop. But once those individual fields become greater, more enhanced and coherent, they entrain to one another, which is when we tend to see dramatic increases in the energy of the room. Figure 13.2 shows that when two coherent waves come together, they create a bigger wave. This is called constructive interference. The bigger the wave, the higher the amplitude of energy. As a result of our students' more coherent waves coming together during our workshops, the energy of the group field increases. And then there's more energy to heal and to create or access greater levels of mind, which can sometimes lead to mystical experiences. My team and I have been consistently humbled by our students' profound healings, their ability to increase and regulate elevated states, and their reports of mystical experiences or acute insights into their lives as a result of learning how to regulate their brainwaves, open their hearts, and go into coherence. Some of these occurrences could be labeled as miracles, but we believe it's just a part of the process of becoming supernatural. This led us to wonder if our students could affect the nervous systems of others, and if so, what the implications of that would be. These questions would spark the birth of Project Coherence. Project Coherence. In collaboration with the HeartMath Institute, we performed numerous experiments whereby we took a small, random sampling of about 50 to 75 people at our advanced workshops, attached HRV monitors to their chests, and placed them in the front row of the room for three meditations over the course of 24 hours. Since HRV not only provides insight into the coherence of the heart, but also gives us information about the brain and emotions, we wanted to measure subjects' HRV for a full 24 hours. To start the meditation, everyone in the room placed their attention on their heart center and began breathing through this center slowly and deeply, as you learned to do in Chapter 7. Next, they cultivated and sustained an elevated emotion for 2 to 3 minutes, broadening their heart's electromagnetic fields and moving from a state of selfishness to a state of selflessness. Then we had the collective of 550 to 1500 students broadcast the energy of their elevated emotions beyond their body into the space of the entire room. Next, we had them lay the intentional thought in that frequency for the greatest good of the students sitting in the front of the room wearing the HRV monitors. That their lives be enriched, their bodies be healed, and mystical experiences find them. Our goal was to measure the collective energy in the room and its potential non-local effect on the people wearing the HRV monitors. Could those elevated levels of energy and frequency, in the form of love, gratitude, wholeness, and joy, cause another person's heart to go into coherence, even if they were on the other side of the room? Our results confirmed our hypotheses. Not only did the broadcast energy produce a coherent effect on the people wearing the HRV monitors, but each of their hearts went into coherence at the exact same time, in the exact same meditation, on the exact same day. And this was not a one-time occurrence. We repeatedly found consistent results across our events. What does this mean? Our data supports the HeartMath Global Coherence Initiative's belief that an invisible field exists upon which information is communicated. This field links and influences all living systems, as well as our collective human consciousness. Because of this field, information is communicated non-locally between people at a subconscious level through the autonomic nervous system. In other words, we are bound and connected by an invisible field of energy, and this energy field can affect everyone's behaviors, emotional states, and conscious and unconscious thoughts. Because all frequency carries information, the magnetic fields produced in the hearts of the student body acted as carrier waves for this information. If at our workshops we can produce non-local effects on others, shouldn't our elevated, heart-centered emotions be able to produce non-local effects on our children, partners, co-workers, or anyone we have a relationship or share a connection with? If you look at figure 13.3, you notice 17 people going into heart coherence at the exact same time, on the exact same day, during the exact same meditation. All of these students who went into heart coherence were being entrained by the energy of others. The students sending the energy embraced the intention for the greatest good of those people wearing the heart rate monitors. The results show that when we get out of our own way, we can become one mind and non-locally connect to one another. Through that connection, we can influence the autonomic nervous system of others so they will feel more balanced, coherent, and whole. Imagine what could happen if you had thousands of people all doing the same for the entire world. Shortly after these global meditation events, our students began sending us emails asking that since we showed that we could indeed create a measurable change in the energy of a room where 550 to 1500 people were gathered, could we then produce the same effect on a global scale? So it was our students who requested we organize global meditations, giving birth to Project Coherence. We broadcast our first Project Coherence over Facebook in November 2015, with more than 6,000 people from all over the world joining together online to collectively create a more loving and peaceful world. In our second meditation, more than 36,000 online viewers participated. And in our third global meditation, more than 43,000 joined forces. It is our intention to continue to host these Project Coherence events, each time creating a stronger, radiating influence of peace and love over the planet. In time, we hope to measure these effects. Project Coherence Meditation. Start by acknowledging your heart center. With focus and awareness, lock into that center. Open your focus and begin to become aware of the space it occupies in space, as well as the space around the space your heart occupies in space. Then move as a thought and an awareness into the center of the earth and radiate your light beyond the earth in space. All I want you to do is raise your frequency and hold on to that emotion. Still as a consciousness and awareness, slowly move away from the earth and then take the earth as a thought and place it in your heart. As you hold the entire planet in your heart, raise the frequency of the earth as a thought and broadcast that energy beyond your body in space. Radiate your love into the earth. Chapter 14. Case Studies. It Could Happen to You. In this final set of supernatural case studies, please note that none of the people you read about here tried to make anything happen. They simply had an intention and at the same time surrendered the outcome to something greater. When they hit that moment, whether it was a healing or a mystical experience, their personality wasn't creating the experience. Something greater came through them and did it for them. They connected to the unified field, and it was their interaction with this intelligence that moved them in some way. As you know by now, after everything you have read in this book, that intelligence also lives within you. Divine, can you hear me? In 2014, Stacy began experiencing severe headaches. For 25 years, she had worked in healthcare as both a registered nurse and an acupuncturist. She had always maintained a healthy lifestyle and rarely took medications, so the sudden appearance of headaches so excruciating they nearly caused her to black out was alarming. After a year of exploring countless alternative therapies, she finally went to a doctor who ordered a CAT scan. The diagnosis was a meningioma, a benign tumor that wraps around certain nerve tissue in the spinal nerves. Stacy's was sitting on or near her eighth cranial nerve, which began obstructing her acoustic nerve and creating significant changes in her neurological functions. The acoustic nerve has two branches, one for hearing and the other for balance. So, in addition to unrelenting pain and loss of hearing, she was dizzy and nauseated. As the lesion grew, it also began pushing against another cranial nerve that ran along her face and continued down into her shoulder, resulting in a diagnosis of Pitcher's shoulder. Soon, she also experienced pain in her eye. According to her physician, the only solution was a craniotomy, which basically entailed drilling a large hole in the back of her head to remove the tumor. Stacy did not want to pursue this path, so she continued exploring other healing modalities. By the time she attended her first weekend workshop in Seattle in 2015, she estimated she had lost 70% of her hearing in her left ear. In the fall of 2016, she attended her first advanced workshop in Cancun, where she felt herself surrender at a whole new level. Then, in the winter of 2017, she attended another advanced workshop in Tampa. Upon arrival on Thursday, she had a very intense earache that became much worse the next day. She said the sensation she felt was that her ear was closing up. By the end of that day, after the blessing of the Energy Center's meditation, her earache curiously ended. Then on Sunday morning, during the pineal gland meditation, Stacy lost track of time and space. "I almost felt like I was going to fall off my chair," she said. "In that moment, this amazing flash of light consumed the left side of my head. Imagine if you put 1,000 diamonds together and shined a light on them. That wouldn't even begin to touch this light." Then, boom! Her body shot upright and a bluish white light, like nothing she had ever seen or experienced, entered her ear. "It was the most divine, loving feeling that I've ever had," she reported. "I felt like the hand of God was caressing me with grace. It was so powerful and amazing that I struggled to put it into words, but every time I think of it, I still cry." First her sinuses cleared, then the whole left side of her head cleared, and then her left shoulder relaxed and let go. Finally, for the first time in 3 years, she could hear out of her left ear. "I just sat there in awe, laughing and crying as tears flowed down my face," she said. "Music was playing and I could hear it crystal clear. It was as if I could hear the celestial sound of angels singing above the song. I knew that what I was hearing was beyond the normal auditory range. The energy continued to move through the back of the left side of my head, which for years had felt like cement. When I instructed everyone to lie down, relax, and let the autonomic nervous system take the orders, the energy continued to move through Stacy's whole body, down her arms, and into her hands. She began to shake uncontrollably. "It was as if I could feel every synapse and muscle in my body firing, in my toes, my legs, my head, and my neck and chest. My heart center felt wide open. I just remember thinking, whatever this is, I'm taking the ride." She completely surrendered to the unknown, and once again, she lost track of time and space. When that portion of the meditation ended, she found herself sitting in her chair, with the energy slowing and quieting down. Her thinking brain began to kick in. Even though she could hear, she began to doubt what had just occurred. Perhaps her ear was not totally healed. Perhaps the tumor was still present. Or perhaps she wasn't even worthy of healing. No sooner did she have that thought than the energy and light appeared in front of her. But this energy was different. "It was red like the heart and blue like energy, and it was three-dimensional," she remembered. "It was about 2 feet in front of me and was almost slithering like a snake. All this was happening with my eyes closed. It was multidimensional, beautiful, crazy, gorgeous, fractal, and it came right up to my face. It was almost as if this energy wanted to say, 'You have doubts? We'll show you. Then it shot into my heart. My chest opened up. I sat back on the chair, and my arms fell wide open. I knew it was the energy of everything, the energy of chi, of spirit, of the divine, of the universe. Life is different now, she told me. For one, my hearing is at 100%. But it's more than that. It's hard to put into words. But I know that no matter what, I'm going to be okay. Life will never be the same because I know underneath everything, it's spirit who is looking to be heard and healed. Janet hears, "You are mine." While Janet occasionally meditated, it was never a regular habit. Yet one afternoon, 25 years ago, during a meditation, she had what she calls a spontaneous experience. With her eyes closed, she was suddenly in the presence of an incredibly bright light, yet the light had a softness that didn't hurt her eyes. She described it as the purest, most intense, perfect love she had ever experienced. For the next 25 years, she prayed, meditated, and did everything else she could to try to recreate that transcendental experience. In the spring of 2015, Janet attended an advanced workshop in Carefree, Arizona. She was in a state of deep depression and exhaustion, unable to see any solutions to the problems in her life, yet she was determined to have a healing or breakthrough. Above all else, she was excited to be with more than 500 people, united in the belief that they were greater than their physical bodies. For the duration of the workshop, Janet went after the mystical with a level of intensity that was greater than her depression. During the pineal gland meditation, she was sitting in the lotus position and resting her loving intention in the space of her pineal gland. All of a sudden, the gland activated and a brilliant white light coming from inside her head illuminated her pineal gland. It was the same light she had experienced 25 years earlier. The light came into the space of my pineal gland and illuminated all of the crystals in that little cave of that tiny gland, she later explained. The light continued to illuminate my entire being down to the cellular level. My spine then straightened, my head went back, and I just embraced it. I just let it all happen. I was simultaneously in ecstasy, bliss, gratitude, and love. Next, an inverted triangle of light came down from above her, through the top of her head. She knew this triangle was the presence of a loving intelligence. The point of the inverted triangle joined the peak of her pineal gland, forming a double geometric shape. The intense frequency of coherent light was carrying a message for Janet. The light kept saying to Janet over and over, "You are mine. You are mine," which she took to mean, "I love you more than anything else in the world." "Please enter and take charge of my life," Janet responded, and as she surrendered to it, she started to experience a download of information coming through the top of her head in the form of the brilliant light. The light was threaded with strands that looked like luminous cobalt blue pearls. The light moved slowly and descended through her entire body. This energy was the result of a reverse torus field, the field that moves in the opposite direction of the upward field created during the breath. And it was energy from the unified field, from beyond the visible light spectrum and beyond our senses. The inner experience was so real that it rewired her brain and sent a new emotional, energetic signal to her body. And in an instant, her past was washed away. The download of the frequency of coherence and wholeness gave her body a biological upgrade. By the time she left the workshop, her depression and her exhaustion were completely gone. "This ecstatic experience," she insisted, "has changed my life forever." Connected beyond time and space by love. During a Project Coherence meditation broadcast from Lake Garda, Italy, participants from all over the world joined us in the belief that we are more than just matter, bodies, and particles, and that consciousness influences matter and the world. During the meditation, Sasha was in New Jersey visualizing bringing the earth into her heart. "When we went to the heart, I felt all these shoots and leaves growing from my heart center and through my body," she told me. "There were branches, leaves, and blossoms coming out of my arms, fingers, and ears, as well as white blossoms all over my face. I had literally become the surface of the earth garden." As soon as the meditation was over, Sasha looked down at her phone and saw that her best friend, Heather, had sent her a picture from Ireland. While we had been doing the meditation, Heather had been walking through a garden. She happened to look down and saw moss growing on a rock in the shape of a heart. Heather took a picture of the moss with her phone and sent it to Sasha with a note that says, "Saw this and had the overwhelming feeling of your presence. Love you." Donna helps souls cross over. When Donna attended her first weekend workshop in 2014 in Long Beach, California, she never would have called herself a meditator. She'd only meditated a handful of times before. A technical writer, she had a very analytical mind. But that's the beauty of this work. When you have no expectations, you are often more open to wherever the experience takes you. So she was totally taken by surprise when at some point during one of her meditations that weekend, she slipped out of her everyday consciousness and found herself surrounded by hundreds of interdimensional beings. They weren't angry or malevolent, she told me, but it was very clear to me that they wanted something from me. Some of them were fairly young, like 12 or 13. I knew immediately that they were the people my fiancé had killed. Donna was engaged to a former United States Army Ranger, and during his service in Iraq, he had been a sniper. When Donna returned home from the workshop and told her fiancé about her experience, he confirmed that some of the people he killed to protect his fellow soldiers were quite young. While she found the connection curious and fascinating, she didn't know what to do with the information, but there was no question in her mind that the experience was real because it was beyond anything she could have simply conjured. 2 years later, Donna was at an advanced workshop in Carefree, Arizona. After completing the first meditation, she turned to a friend sitting next to her and said in a daze, without even being aware of what she was saying, "There are beings in this room, and they are here to help us." Early Sunday morning for the pineal gland meditation, Donna was slated to have her brain scanned. Once again, at some point during the meditation, Donna found herself suddenly in the company of the same interdimensional beings who had surrounded her during her first workshop 2 years earlier. But this time, they were standing in a line off to her right. "Again, I felt like they wanted something from me, but I didn't know what it was," she said. "Then, in my mind's eye, as though I was looking through a virtual reality headset, I saw another line forming on my left. There were two types of beings in this line. One type looked human-like, but they were very large and had a shimmering golden look, and the other type seemed to have a blue hue to them." She innately knew that if she took the people who were killed by her fiancé in the war, who were lined up on the right, and gave them to the beings on the left, the people on the right would receive what they needed. Because the people who had been killed by sniper fire had died so suddenly without any warning, some were confused about whether they were alive or dead. Some weren't sure where to go or what to do, while others were trying to stay in this dimension because they were attached to their loved ones and couldn't move on. They were stuck in between matter and light, yet somehow they recognized that Donna was the bridge or the facilitator who could help them cross over. And it was all happening in a very real, very lucid experience. "To say I handed them over to the other beings is not quite right," she explained. "But it was something like me passing them over. It's really beyond language. But when they passed to the other side, it seemed like they passed through the other beings. And then I could see them running across a field of waist-high red mist. I could feel all the freedom, joy, and happiness they were experiencing as they ran across this field." Again, as if looking through a virtual reality headset, Donna turned to the right in her mind's eye and saw a winding dirt road filled with people stretching far into the distance. She sensed they were from Bosnia and Serbia, which she couldn't quite make sense of. It felt almost as if the word got out. I didn't have the sense that they were unaware they were dead. It was more like they were stuck in limbo. They didn't know how to get to the other side. This was the longest meditation of the workshop, perhaps 2 to 3 hours. But to Donna, it seemed like it was 10 minutes. Donna attended another advanced workshop in Cancun in the fall of 2016. This time, when I asked the students to surrender their consciousness to merge with the consciousness of the unified field, Donna had the experience of becoming the universe. She went from the consciousness of somebody, something, someone, somewhere, in some time, to the consciousness of nobody, no thing, no one, nowhere, in no time, to the consciousness of everybody, everything, everyone, everywhere, in every time. In the instant her consciousness connected with the unified field, the field of information that governs the laws and forces of the universe, she became the universe. She